Top of mind. The Clarity Act cleared the Senate Banking Committee 15-9 Thursday, with two Democrats, Gallego also Brooks, crossing over, the first meaningful bipartisan movement on crypto market structure legislation. Bitcoin spiked to $82,000 on the news before fading. But the rally didn't hold. 1B in ETF outflows over the week, rising 10Y Treasury yields 4.52%, April CPI at 3.8% YOY, and Trump's renewed Iran threats pushed BTC back to $76,551 Monday. The regulatory catalyst and macro headwinds are pulling in opposite directions. Path to law remains narrow. TD Cowen raised odds only to 40%, and floor passage requires about 6 more Democratic votes. Gallego explicitly said he may vote no without ethics language. Market structure. BTC hit $76,551 Monday, 2-week low. Down blah 2.2% on the session before recovering to $76,800. The weekly loss stands at 5.6% off the $82,140 May 6 peak. $76,000 or $77,000 is the key support zone. A break risks deleveraging towards 71K, 75K per order book liquidity maps. Spot ETF outflows totaled $1 billion for the week ending May 17th, snapping a 6-week 3.4B inflow streak. Wednesday alone saw 635 Mimadas exit, largest single day since January, led by IBIT, 285 Mimadas, ARKB, 177 Mimadas, FBTC, 133 Mimadas. Glassnode characterizes this as selling into strength, not panic. PERP funding flipped negative and has remained near zero. 30-day funding negative since March. Open interest climbed even as price fell. Traders reading as bear trap formation or prelude to deleveraging depending on analyst. Stablecoin CNY premium is 0.6%, signaling elevated exit demand from Asian markets. Cointelegraph Cointelegraph analysis attributes the Coinbase BTC discount, 0.03%, primarily to stablecoin outflows, not institutional sell pressure. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act committee vote, 15-9, advances bill to Senate floor, but needs 60 votes to clear filibuster. Ethics conflict of interest language unresolved. Gallego's and Also Brooks' floor votes are conditional. Separate Senate Agriculture Committee bill must be merged first. Strategy filed to repurchase 1.5B of 2029, zero coupon convertible notes at 1.38B. 92 cents on dollar, explicitly listing Bitcoin sales as a funding source. First concrete step in multi-year debt equitization. Delphi Digital flags STRC approaching 28B issuance cap within a year. JP Morgan projects 30 billions in strategy, BTC purchases for 2026. Mubadala, Abu Dhabi, added 16% to IBIT in Q1, now 14.7 shares, 5.66. Intesa San Paolo doubled crypto holdings to 235 Metos, adding IBIT calls and entering ETH XRP. Harvard cut IBIT 43% and fully exited its 87 Menabar ETHR ETF position. Bank of England signals rollback of proposed stablecoin rules, reconsidering both the 40% non-interest reserve floor and individual holding caps. 20K 10 Meton. FCA selected Revolut among 4 sandbox stablecoin testers. Network and industry. Bitcoin Depot, BTM, filed Chapter 11 to wind down operations, citing state-level regulatory pressure, license suspensions, a 3.7 meta security breach, and 49% revenue decline. Largest U.S. crypto ATM operator effectively gone. Thor chain exploited for 10 meters, Ardua, 36.75, BTC plus Ethereum, HARC, BNB assets. Verus Ethereum bridge separately drained for 11.6. Layer 0 Exodus accelerating, Kraken, KBTC, and Lombard Finance, 1B plus hours in BTC-backed assets, both migrated to Chainlink CCIP post-Kelp DAO exploit. IREN closed 3B convertible notes, 1% coupon, 2033, to fund AI infrastructure pivot. Microsoft 9.7B cloud deal, NVIDIA 3.4B partnership, 625 Mirantis acquisition. Minor to AI infrastructure shift continues. CoinShares estimates 70 B-plusers in AI contracts across listed miner cohort. Bitcoin Core CVE 2024-52911 disclosed. Use after free bug in script validation. Version 0.4.0.0.28.x, requiring attacker POW to crash nodes. fixed in 29.0. BIP proposed for P2P UTXO set sharing to improve assume UTXO bootstrapping. Macro linkages. US 10Y yield broke above 4.55%, above the April 2025 level that triggered Trump's tariff pause, driving Friday's BTC sell-off. CME FedWatch now prices a 60% plus probability the Fed's next move is a hike. BofA sees no cuts in 2026. Rate hike expectations pulled ETF allocators toward cash bonds. Brent crude at $111, WTI $108 after Trump threatened renewed Iran military action Sunday. Iran's Hormuz toll system and strait closure for Project Freedom vessels keeping oil elevated, reinforcing inflation fears and weighing on risk assets, including BTC. Standouts. Tether hired KPMG for its first full financial statement audit with PwC on internal readiness. Supports 15.20 Balin fundraise at 500B valuation. FT not independently corroborated. Gemini secured 100 metal Bitcoin denominated investment from Winklevoss Capital at $14 share. Versant and 5.26 market. Alongside CFTC derivatives clearing license. Hana Bank, South Korea, acquiring 6.55% of Upbit operator Dunamu for 670 timitu. Largest single Korean bank investment in a digital asset entity. Poland passed MiCA implementation bill, presidential signature uncertain after two prior vetoes. Law and Justice crypto ban proposal still in queue. World Liberty Financials USD1 briefly depegged to $0.9994 after coordinated social media hack. WLF says infrastructure unaffected, single sourced per WLF statement only.